Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Conversations, Season 1, Episode 1. Welcome to this new series from the Radiolingua Network and Coffee Break Languages. In each episode, we're going to be talking to someone, a member of the Coffee Break community, a member of the Coffee Break team, or someone involved in language learning or teaching. In this first episode, we're going to be speaking to Francesca from Coffee Break Italian. And you're going to get to know Francesca a little more as we discuss life, learning, and languages. This particular interview was actually recorded last year, so some of the things that Francesca refers to as new projects have already happened. So you've already been able to enjoy the Coffee Break Italian magazine, for example, if you're an Italian learner. Now, there's not a complete Italian focus in this episode, so if you're learning French or Spanish or whatever, please do listen along. Ultimately, we're talking about language learning. We're talking about the experiences that people have had through learning a language. So we hope that you enjoy this. Now, some of the conversation will take place in the other language, in this case, in Italian. So there are little segments of Italian sprinkled throughout the conversation. And to begin with, we started off by talking about the fact that we were sitting in un posto da sogno, a dream location. We were actually on a balcony of a hotel which looked out over Lake Maggiore in the town of Stresa. And it was absolutely beautiful. The weather was fantastic. The view was fantastic. And the company was excellent too. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with Francesca.
Today, I'm delighted to introduce you to my friend and colleague, Francesca Perazio. Buongiorno, Francesca.
Ciao, Mark.
Come stai?
Benissimo, grazie. Tu?
Benissimo, benissimo. Non potrebbe essere meglio, no?
No, siamo in un posto da sogno, veramente, e con un tempo fantastico, quindi perfetto.
Esatto. Okay, now this is an interview that's going to be taking place in English. I hope that's okay.
Okay.
We're going to be having a chat about language learning, about your language learning experiences, and also finding out if you have some tips for our Coffee Break community and other language learners. Va bene?
Va bene, okay.
Okay, so first of all, for people who don't know you, can you tell us a little about your involvement in Coffee Break Languages?
Okay, well, I've been working for Coffee Break Languages since 2014, I think, when you started with Coffee Break Italian 1. And I was really happy to be able to join you since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So I've been witnessing the birth, I can say, of a Coffee Break Italian.
Okay, so back then we were working with Katie.
Si.
It was yourself and me and Katie, Katie was the learner in Coffee Break Italian Season 1, and you were the native speaker, and I was helping out where I could.
Exactly.
And now we've moved on from there to Coffee Break Italian Season 2. At the time of recording of this interview, we've completed Season 2.
Si.
So Season 2 takes things a little further.
See, I've been, again, working with you in Season 2 as the Italian voice or the Italian native speaker.
Expert.
Expert, okay, I like it. And I've also helped in drafting the ideas for the content and putting together Yes, all the ideas we had before starting Coffee Break Italian too, including the famous soap opera,
La Mia Estate. I think that was one of my favorite bits. I've very fond memories of the day in which we recorded all that together. And I think there were 7 or 8 of us all recording it.
It was a big crowd.
It was good fun. Good fun. And we finished with an Aperol Spritz, I seem to remember.
I remember that very well.
So that's Coffee Break Italian seasons 1 and 2. We've also got the magazine too at this stage. So that's, we've launched the magazine podcast. Tell us a little about that.
At the moment we have recorded, I think, 4 episodes already of something completely new, Coffee Break Italian magazine. And this is a little bit different as compared to the usual podcasts we're used to. We have decided to explore some topics related to Italian culture and lifestyle, or also famous writers, beautiful cities. So it's a little bit different from the usual.
But the idea, of course, is that it's more content to help our learners get that bit more out of their Italian.
Exactly.
Okay, so Francesca, tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Italy, of course. I was born in a small town in the northwest of Italy, in the Piemonte region. Mm-hmm. The town is called Biella, but I was raised in a little village in the middle of nowhere, up in the mountains, called Pettinengo.
Excellent. And we've actually had the joy of visiting Pettinengo this week, haven't we?
Sí, it's been very special.
I mean, we met lots of Francesca's family, and it was really nice to spend some time with the family and to get to know Pettinengo a little more.
Sí.
And there will be a video, whether it's already on the channel already, I'm not sure, but there will be a video coming soon if it's not available already, in which Francesca shares Pettinengo with the Coffee Break community.
I'm looking forward to seeing that video.
Have you always been involved in languages?
I've always liked languages since I started in primary school or middle school studying English. It was love at first sight, I can say. I've always liked the idea of being able to use a different language, something that wasn't Italian. And I think when I was a child, I wasn't aware of the existence of other languages. And then when we were first introduced to English in school, it was like an epiphany, I could say. So I've always been interested in the idea of other languages existing rather than only Italian.
Okay, so you went on then to study languages, is that correct?
Yes, in Italy, when you go to secondary school, you can decide what type of secondary school you want to go to. So obviously I opted for a type of school called the Liceo Linguistico, which focuses on foreign languages. So obviously I continued with English, and I also did a bit of French, German and Latin, because we study Latin in Italy.
very important. How would you say that in Latin?
Oh, mamma mia, don't ask me these questions.
Putting you on the spot. Okay, don't worry. So did you then go on to study languages at university? Or?
Yes, I went to the University of Trieste, mm-hmm. on the other side of Italy, in the very northeast of Italy, mm-hmm. and I studied English and Russian.
Okay, so adding yet more languages to your portfolio.
Yes.
So are you still involved with Russian? Do you still use your Russian regularly?
Not very much at the moment. I have some Russian friends in Glasgow, where I live just now, so they're really kind. At times they text me in Russian, or if we meet up for drinks, we have a Russian conversation somehow. But yes, my Russian is a bit rusty at the moment, I'm afraid to say.
We'll not put you on the spot here, don't worry. We've already done that.
Спасибо.
Okay, so then what happened? Then did you spend time abroad? Did you spend time in the UK or another English-speaking place?
Yes, when I was a student at the university, I did a year abroad in England, near London, for my Erasmus year, mm-hmm. which is a great opportunity for all the European citizens. And it was a great year in my life many years ago now, but I have fond memories of my year abroad in England. And I also spent some time in Moscow, at the Moscow State Linguistic University and GLU.
GLU, okay.
Yeah, to improve my Russian and also to write my dissertation. So I also have very fond memories of Moscow and my time in Russia.
Wonderful. Now, when we met, you were teaching full-time at Strathclyde University.
See.
Now we're delighted that you're working part-time with us, but you're still involved with Strathclyde. What See. Do you do on a regular basis at Strathclyde?
At Strathclyde University, I'm a language teaching associate, so I teach undergrads from introduction to Italian up to honours. When they come to university, I teach them the basics of Italian grammar, and then little by little, I help them improve their writing skills, their listening skills, up to honors level when we do more challenging tasks like translation or interpreting. And by the time they complete their degree, they are at a very good level, I'm proud to say.
Excellent. Is there any crossover between the work you do with us and the work you do with your students at university?
Yes, I think, I think I'm very lucky working in two slightly different environments. And I think what I learn in the real classroom environment, I can use it then to create the podcast and think about the way I explain things when I'm doing Coffee Break Italian with you, and vice versa. I also get a lot of good ideas from you, Mark, and all the colleagues who work for Coffee Break Languages, which I can then use in the language classroom. Yeah. So I think it's a mutually beneficial experience.
It works both ways. Excellent.
Yes.
Good.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we provide a whole range of materials to help you take your next step with learning a language. We offer free podcasts in a range of languages, and also full online courses with video materials, lesson notes, and more to help you make faster progress. Just search for Coffee Break Languages or visit coffeebreakacademy.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you have any particularly favourite Coffee Break memories? Because we've had lots of good times over the past few years.
I have a lot of good memories, and I can never thank you enough for this amazing experience, Mark. But I think the first time when we went to my village, which I mentioned before, Pettinengo, I think it was very emotional at the time, going back as an adult, as a professional, and seeing my village, meeting my people in a different way, under a different light, and being able to talk to them and ask them questions about their life and what they do. It was really, really touching for me.
Excellent.
So thank you.
Prego. We've also been able to do some of that this week too. Spoke to some of the residents of Pettinengo, and of course meeting your family again. Any other standout memories?
Yes. an evening I will never forget in my life as the night when we were in London for the British Podcast Awards, I think that was called, and we won for the category. Can you help me what category it was?
The smartest education podcast, I think, or something like that. Britain's smartest podcast.
Such a special I wasn't expecting really to like coffee break. I mean, I was hoping, but I didn't want to jinx it. So, but it was just a special night.
Excellent. Yes. Okay, Francesca, we're sitting here on a beautiful balcony on Lake Maggiore in the north of Italy. This, for me, is a pretty good coffee break. But what would be your ideal coffee break?
My ideal coffee break, you know, whenever I see the Italian writer and intellectual Andrea Camilleri, the author of Montalbano, whenever I see an interview with him on TV or I listen to him on the radio, I always think, oh, I would just like to go to Sicily and sit with him and have a wee chat with Andrea Camilleri and just enjoy talking to him. So definitely that would be my ideal coffee break.
That sounds good. Tell me something. Would you take your wee jotter to take some notes?
Absolutely. My wee jotter is always with me.
We've spoken lots about the wee jotter. The wee jotter is a very important aspect of Coffee Break Italian. And for all Coffee Break languages, a wee jotter is a little notebook that you keep with you when you're doing your language learning. So Francesca would definitely have a wee jotter.
Si, sempre.
Benissimo. Okay, what about tips for our learners? Any tips for language learners?
See, there are a lot of tips when you want to learn a foreign language. First of all, I think we are always very, very scared when we are speaking in a foreign language. I'm actually shaking just now. No, I'm joking. But I know it's not easy to speak a foreign language. You really need to go beyond the comfort zone. So just try to make the effort not to be so afraid, and especially don't be afraid of making mistakes, because mistakes are part of learning a foreign language. They happen, they will always happen, but that doesn't mean that someone is not able to speak in a foreign language. So
sbagliando si impara.
Sbagliando si impara, as we say in Italian. And always have a wee jotter we do to write down the new words, to go through the words you've written down, to consolidate the learning.
Sounds good. Okay, it's time for our quick fire round.
Okay.
In this round, basically, we're going to ask you for some quick answers and just come up with the first thing that you can think of. Don't worry, it's not too difficult.
Mamma mia.
So let's begin with favorite language.
English. I love it.
And favorite word in that language.
Oh, I have a lot of words I love in English. I love, when you say whatever, I just love it. I love the Scottish word, glickit.
Glickit. Do you want to explain what glickit means?
Oh, it's like when someone doesn't get it, or when someone is not following you.
They've got a glacier expression in their face.
Yes.
I love it. Okay.
And I also love the phrase, and Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. Do you have a zio Roberto?
A zio Roberto.
Excellent. Okay, what about your favorite food?
Oh, my favorite food. I think Italian food is my favorite food. Sorry.
It's okay.
And if I have to think of something I want to eat every time I go back to Italy, it's my Zia Margherita's pasta alla siciliana with aubergines, meatballs and cheese and tomato sauce as well, obviously. Normally it's penne, penne pasta.
That sounds delicious,
I think. I just love that dish.
Well, next time we come back, maybe we can sort that, yeah?
Si.
What about favourite film?
My favorite film, I think, is an Italian film, Pane e Tulipani, in English, Bread and Tulips. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, fantastic, colorful comedy set mainly in Venice, and it's the story of a frustrated housewife who is left. She's like on a holiday with her husband and a group of people. but they forget it in the autogrill, in like the, what do you say in English, the
motorway service. Yeah.
And then she needs to find a way to go back home on her own, but she ends up in Venice and a new life starts for her. And it's just a fantastic film. I would really recommend it. A
great recommendation. What about your favorite music or your favorite song?
Ooh, it's a tricky question. Probably, if I were to mention someone, I would think again of Sicily.
Okay.
And there's a singer, an Italian singer I really like from Sicily, Franco Battiato. I really like him because the way he writes his music and the way he chooses words is very close to poetry. So whenever I listen to one of his songs, it's like reading up poetry in the music. So I think I would say Franco Battiato. But I also love Belle and Sebastian. If I need to mention someone from Scotland, it's Belle and Sebastian.
Excellent. Final question in the quick fire round. Favourite destination?
Favourite destination? Another tricky question. I don't think I have a favourite destination, but I love that feeling when you're travelling to Venice by train and you abandon mainland and you are on the bridge which connects mainland to Venice. And I've always loved that feeling of being on the bridge connecting mainland to Venice. So that's always very special.
Excellent. Okay, quasi finito.
Okay,
parliamo
va bene.
Comunque un po' in italiano.
Sì, certo.
Allora, questa settimana abbiamo lavorato molto, molto,
sì.
molto. Ma c'è stato qualcosa di speciale questa settimana per te?
È stato speciale incontrare persone che ci conoscevano.
Incredibile, no?
Incredibile, sì, sì. Ieri stavamo filmando e una signora americana si è messa in un angolino e ci guardava. Io pensavo che fosse semplicemente curiosa, invece lei è stata molto educata prima di tutto perché ha aspettato che finissimo la nostra intervista e poi semplicemente si è avvicinata chiedendo "Are you Mark and Francesca?" e non potevo crederci.
Incredibile.
I'll just step in here with a quick translation. So Francesca's saying that something special that she's experienced this week when we were filming in Italy was the fact that we met some people who recognised us. So we were filming and a lady was waiting beside us, waiting politely as we finished the interview. And then she came up to us and asked, "Are you Mark and Francesca?" So it's really special to meet people who know us from the podcast.
Sì.
E anche la coppia spagnola?
Sì, che carini, anche loro molto carini e l'idea di pensare che il nostro podcast è ascoltato negli Stati Uniti, in Spagna, ma e soprattutto l'idea che possa regalare un sorriso in qualche modo alle persone quando l'ascoltano è una cosa che mi rende molto felice.
Anche a me.
Bene.
So here Francesca is saying that the thing that she finds amazing is the fact that the podcast is listened to by people all over the world, and in listening to it, they are often smiling. So by creating the podcast, we are bringing a smile to people's faces all around the world.
Francesca, this is where our coffee break is going to come to a close, because we've still got things to do before
See.
We head to the airport later today. I hope that you've enjoyed getting to know Francesca a little and that you also continue to enjoy our coffee break content. For now, any final thoughts, final wishes for our listeners?
Keep learning any language. Never, never, never stop learning languages.
Francesca, grazie molte.
Grazie a te, Mark.
One of the most important things Francesca said in this interview, I think, was this idea of sbagliando si impara. By making a mistake, you learn. And that's very much a message that we would like all our language learning listeners to take away from this episode. When you're learning a language, making a mistake is one of the most important things that you can do, because it is by making those mistakes that you learn and you improve and you build on that experience. And you shouldn't be scared of making mistakes. Indeed, making mistakes can sometimes result in some really funny situations. We hope that you've enjoyed this episode, that you've enjoyed getting to know Francesca a little, and that you're looking forward to another episode of Coffee Break Conversations coming very soon. For now, I'll say grazie molte and arrivederci. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.